We are diving deep into, well, what has to be the biggest piece of hardware news this year, the PS5 Pro.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a machine that has landed with a, let's just say, a very controversial price tag. We're talking US$699.99.
And that has ignited a serious debate. You see it everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you are one of the millions of gamers out there asking, is this thing a necessity or just a wild luxury? You are in the right place. Our mission today is to cut through all the marketing noise, ignore the hype, and really figure out what kind of engineering is justifying that historic price.
We've looked at it all. The teardowns, the benchmarks, everything.
To help you decide if the deep dive upgrade is, you know, actually worth your money.
And we can start with something I find fascinating. A little nugget of knowledge that most of the launch day coverage completely missed.
Oh.
What's interesting is that even if you go out and buy a PS5 Pro today, you know, in late 2025, you might be buying a console that's already more refined than the ones that shipped on day one.
Wait, hold on. A superior version already? People are just getting their hands on the launch models.
It's what some analysts are calling the silent revision. If you check the serial number, you're looking for model CFI7121. It has these subtle but, I think, crucial engineering tweaks. For one, they manage a minor weight reduction, down from 3.1 kilograms to about 3.016.
That sounds like, I don't know, a vanity metric? A few ounces of plastic gone? What does that actually imply?
Well, it's not about the weight itself. It's what that change suggests about the internals. It points to Sony optimizing the heatsink or maybe the vapor chamber, making it more efficient with less material. But what's more important for you, the listener, is the sound.
The acoustic profile.
Exactly. They adjusted the fan curve. So that high-pitched whine that some people complained about in early units, it's largely gone. It runs quieter and maintains slightly better thermals.
Which is critical for keeping those clock speeds maxed out during a long session.
Precisely. So this isn't just a PS5 Pro. It's the polished PS5 Pro right from the start.
Okay, so refined engineering out of the gate. But let's not forget the cost that frames this whole conversation. I have to state those global prices again.
They're pretty eye-watering.
US$699.99, $699 in UK, and a staggering $799 across Europe. When you adjust for inflation, this thing actually rivals the infamous PS3 launch.
It does. It's the most expensive PlayStation ever. And that pricing strategy tells you exactly who they're targeting. We'll get back to that.
And the regional pain points are so real. For our listeners in Canada, once you factor in sales tax, the cost is nearly CAD $1,100.
That is a truly sobering number. It puts the console firmly into major luxury purchases territory for a lot of people.
That's the hurdle. So, okay, let's unpack this. If the engineering is so polished, what specifically is in the box that commands that price?
Well, the justification is a massive, massive architectural leap, but almost entirely on the graphical side. The CPU, the brain, and AMD Ryzen Zen 2 is largely the same as the base PS5.
Right, so the revolution isn't there. It's in the GPU, the graphics processing unit.
Exactly. Sony went all in on the GPU. We are looking at a traditional rendering engine that's roughly 45% faster than the standard PS5.
But a number like that is almost meaningless without context.
It is. So let's use the raw numbers. The effective compute power of the Pro hits around 67 teraflops.
67? Okay, compared to the base model's 10.28. When we say effective compute, what does that actually mean? It sounds like more than just raw power.
It is. It means the Pro is using parallel processing in a whole new way. It's not just relying on standard rasterization. That 67 teraflops number reflects the inclusion of specialized machine learning silicon.
So, tensor cores.
Basically, yes. Integrated directly into the GPU. Sony took the RDNA 2 architecture and just supercharged it, focusing resources where it really matters for next-gen gaming, AI upscaling, and complex lighting.
So it's a new type of efficiency. It can chew through graphics problems the standard model just can't. And I think this brings us to the real secret weapon here, PSSR.
PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution. This is Sony's proprietary dedicated answer to things like NVIDIA's DLSS.
And what makes it so special?
The key is that it leverages that dedicated machine learning hardware we just mentioned. It's not just a software trick.
Okay, so lay it out for us. How does that benefit the player directly? Because this feels like the feature you're paying that extra $200 for.
Right. So think about the classic dilemma for developers. You have to choose between fidelity mode, sharp 4K resolution, but you're probably stuck at 30 frames per second.
Or performance mode. Smooth, 60 frames per second.
Yeah.
The resolution takes a hit, down to maybe 1440p or even 1080p.
That's the constant headache, that compromise. PSSR aims to end it. The mechanism is just fascinating. The game renders internally at that lower resolution, say 1440p, to keep the frame rate high. Then the AI cores take that image data and in real time predict what the full 4K picture should look like. They essentially hallucinate the missing detail to create a pristine 4K output.
So you're getting the best of both worlds.
You're getting the sharpness of 4K and the smoothness of 60fps at the same time. It's a game changer.
It really is a massive functional shift. But before we get to the games, we have to talk about storage. That's a huge quality of life issue that's finally being addressed.
Absolutely. The base PS5's 825 GB drive, it was a constant frustration.
I mean, when one game like Call of Duty can take up 300 GB drive.
Right. The Pro comes standard with a 2TB SSD.
Is it still using that same super fast proprietary architecture?
Yes, same high-speed architecture, so the load times are still lightning fast. But the 2TB size is so significant. It doubles your library capacity, and it removes that immediate need to go out and buy an expansion card. It's real built-in value.
Okay, so we've unpacked the technical muscle. Mm-hmm. But specs are one thing. The real question is, does it actually look better? Does this power translate into a superior experience?
It absolutely does. And we can use specific launch titles to prove it. Let's take Stellar Blade.
A great-looking game on the base PS5 already.
It was, but you had to make those compromises. On the Pro, in its Pro mode, the game runs at a very solid native 4K 50fps.
Which is beautiful, but what if you have a high-end TV?
If you have a 120Hz display, you can push it up to 80 frames per second in high frame rate mode. And because of PSSR's precision, all those little shimmering artifacts you'd see on hair or water in the base version, they're gone. It looks like a high-end PC port.
And what about a game that was already really optimized, like Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart?
That was a stunner, for sure. But the Pro just pushes its limits. The new Performance Pro mode delivers the full ray tracing suite. We're talking perfect reflections, global illumination, all while maintaining a locked 60 frame rate.
So we're getting better simulation, not just more frames.
Correct. And this is where that 2x to 3x faster ray tracing hardware really pays off. In games like Hogwarts Legacy or Rise of the Ronin, you'd see this immersion-breaking pop-in effect.
Where shadows just suddenly appear in the distance.
Exactly. The Pro's RT cores can render those realistic shadows and reflections much further out, creating this incredible sense of density and consistency in the world. And that consistency, that's a premium experience.
That's what you're paying for. Okay, so now let's circle back to that $700 question. This is where the gamer math always comes in.
I'll just build a PC for that price argument.
Is that even viable in late 2025?
Not even close. It's just not viable. That argument relies on either outdated pricing or, frankly, a misunderstanding of what it costs to build a balanced system.
So let's walk through it. What do you actually need to match the Pro's performance?
To match the specific feature set 4K, full ray tracing, and dedicated AI upscaling, you need high-end parts. You'd start with a modern GPU, an NVIDIA RTX 4070, that's around $550, or an AMD RX 7800 XT for $500.
Okay, that's most of the budget right there.
And we're just getting started. You need a modern CPU, like a Ryzen 7 5700X for about $180. Then the 2TB NVMe SSD to match the Pro storage, that's another $120.
And we haven't even bought a motherboard. Or RAM or a power supply.
Exactly. The motherboard, 16 gigs of fast RAM, the PSU, the case, cooling, that easily adds another $300. Plus the hidden cost, a Windows license for another $100.
So when you add all that up, you're not at $700. You're at, what, $1,150 to $1,250?
So math is clear. And suddenly, that $699 console looks like the most cost-effective way to get high-end 4K gaming today. And that's not even counting the plug-and-play convenience factor.
It's an engineering marvel built for mass production. But as you said earlier, that value proposition changes depending on where you are in the world.
It's the critical economic distinction. In Europe, that $800 price tag puts it in direct competition with budget gaming laptops, which offer more versatility. It's a much tougher decision there.
And in Canada, that nearly $1,100 price is a huge barrier. It's the equivalent of over 60 hours of minimum wage labor. The hardware values there, but the financial strain is real.
Which brings us to the ecosystem battle. You have two very different philosophies. Microsoft, with the Xbox Series X at $499, is all about value. It's about Game Pass Ultimate.
The best deal in gaming for sheer access.
For sure. But it relies on AMD's standard FSR upscaling, which is good, but it just doesn't have the dedicated AI silicon that PSSR has.
So Sony is taking the premium, almost Apple-esque approach.
The PS5 Pro is for the user who demands the absolute best signal quality. It's for the person who already invested in a big, expensive 4K 120Hz OLED TV and wants to feed that screen the highest quality image possible.
They're banking on the idea that PSSR makes a visible difference that a certain demographic will absolutely pay for.
Exactly.
Okay, let's synthesize all of this. Let's give some clear, actionable advice. Our sources seem to agree. It's an engineering masterpiece, but a victim of economics. Who specifically should be lining up to buy this thing?
I think we can break it down into three clear groups. First, if you own a 4K 120Hz OLED TV, if you have the display to show off what this thing can do, the benefits are undeniable. The Pro is a worthy engine for that screen.
Makes sense. Who's next?
Second, if you are a self-identified frame rate snob,
I think many of us are.
if the thought of playing a massive future title like GTA VI at a locked 30 frames per second sounds unacceptable to you, the Pro is your insurance policy. It guarantees the horsepower to hit 60 VPs.
And the third reason is just purely pragmatic, right?
It is. If you desperately need the storage, if you are constantly deleting games just to make room, that standard 2 TB SSD is a massive, massive relief.
Okay, so on the flip side, who should absolutely stick with the standard PS5 Slim?
Well, first and foremost, if you play on a 1080p monitor or an older budget TV, you will see zero benefit from the 4K focused PSSR tech. The base PS5 is perfect for that resolution.
And the most obvious reason.
And if you're on a budget, remember, the base PS5 plays the exact same games. The Pro offers better graphics, not different content. It is a refinement, not a revolution you need to be part of the ecosystem.
The sources gave the PS5 Pro a Teaking Game score of 8.5 out of 10. They called it the most powerful console ever made, with the highest price tag ever.
Which perfectly captures that core tension. The engineering is phenomenal, but the sticker shock is legitimate.
So let's leave our listeners with one final thought to mull over. What does this all mean for the next few years of gaming? Here it is. The PS5 Pro's most valuable feature might not be what it delivers today. It might be that its integrated AI cores are genuine future-proofing.
That's a good point.
As games get more demanding over the next 3, 4 years, the Pro's ability to handle that complex lighting and upscale efficiently will ensure your experience stays smooth, while other consoles might be permanently locked into low frame rate modes.
It's a higher baseline for the future.
So the question you really need to ask yourself is, how much value do you place on avoiding frame drops and maintaining that graphical consistency in the years to come? That's it for this deep dive. We hope we've helped you understand where that $700 is going. See you next time.